of Anrei Rabbah says, Zoy Samaris, here we should have a proof again. So the Chura Konsa Becheskat Pesula. The Chura, the Havaminer is that since the Eidim said that she did not live with the first husband, so when the second husband married her, he thought she's a Pesula. So if you marry your wife and you think she's a Pesula, the Nim says Bula, and later you find out, no, she's really a Bula, Yesh Lek Suba Mono, because it says over here she gets $100. So Chura Shabarai here also, even though the husband thought that she's a Pesula, you still have to give her $100. Ravashi Yomano, Ravashi says, no, there's no proof from over here. The Yalma really, I'll tell you, the Alacha is, the Yalma May Malach, less Laklau. In a regular place, that's called a good Nekach Tois. That's not what you wanted. You thought you're getting a Psula, if she's a Bula, that's not what you wanted. It's a Nekach Tois, you don't have to give her Ksuba. But Vashani Hacha, here it's much different over here. Sherei Konsa Rishon, like the Brisa says, because here we're talking about your wife already had chuppah with the first husband. So even though there are Eidim there that said they didn't live together, that's what Tais says, you weren't supposed to believe them. You were supposed to think maybe they're only saying it to praise her, like to give her a good name, but Avada, you should have thought that most probably she did live with the first husband. Therefore, she has a din of a bula, and you can't try to make a choice. Other Rishonim say that Pshat is like Yishalma, we said. Now the vote is, why does she get 100, 200? Because she has chayin, she doesn't have shaykhah to a man yet. But once the Isha has chuppah with a man, even if she doesn't live with him, just the fact she has chuppah with a man, she has nesuyin, that takes away a chayin. Therefore, the second husband should have known she doesn't have that much chayin, this lady, and you can't marry her b'cheska, she's a psula, she has the chayin. You should have known she doesn't have this chayin. Therefore, it's not called the mekach tois, you have to give her $100. For the more now, Nukasha. For nechus b'chura, shema tachta zinsa. The Chura, why are we afraid though? Maybe the Eidim are telling the truth, that she did not live with the first husband. I now, when the second husband lives with her, he finds out that it's Pesach B'suach. So what do you say for sure that he's mutter to her, and he can't have any kindness? Why are we afraid maybe she has nus now with another man, in between the second Kedushin and the second Nisuyin? V'shema tachta zinsa. Like the Maal is, they make Kedushin now, and Nisuyin way later. So why does the second husband have to be afraid at least that maybe the first Eidim are telling the truth? Negayeti surin, he should be also to her. Like Chur, this should be a regular case of Pesach Pesuach. Amar Rosharbi, your Rosharbi answer is Enechanami. But the case here is Kagoin, Shekidish Oboli Alta. Havada, we're talking about here when the second husband, what he did was, like we do now, he made Kedushin and he made Nisuyin one after another. He was Kiddush and Boli Alta. So therefore there's no Shaila of a Saita here. That's why she's mutter to you. So only a shalish should it be a mekach tois or not. It's not what you thought you're getting. It's not called a mekach tois. You had no right to think she's a psula. You should have thought she's a bula. Or else that you show me, she already lost the chain. She had chuppah with a man. It's not a pure psula. She doesn't get 200. Namor says, Vika demastin la mastisim. Some learned this kash and teres on our Mishnah. Says in the Mishnah, psula. Almona grusha chalutza min anasuyin. If you have a lady that's a psula, she taka didn't live with the first husband, but her husband died, or else she got to get chalutza, or else she even though she received chalitza, that's a chiddush, even though she had zika, maybe zika is also called kichnusa. Kamashma, no, even though she had chalitza min anasuyin, halacha is what even though it was with nasuyin, the first husband made a chuppah with her, is halacha ksuba samana. Even though we know for sure she's still a psula, the first husband did not live with her, the first husband only made chuppah and he died right after the chuppah, halacha is, the Mishnah says, she only gets a mana, nothing more. And again, v'yein lo tainis psulim, the second husband can't have any tainis psulim. So the chur of the diik is, psulim and anis, the kashra is, psulim and anis suyin hechim ishkachas lo, how do you have such a case? If she has nisuyin, she had chuppah with the first husband, so usually it's becheskas they had beer to live together. How could you still call her a psula? How is she a psula? So the Mara says, Kagoyin, what's the case? Shenich nesu lechuppah v'lanivla. It's not kasha. In the case that we said they made chuppah, they made nesuyin, but again, there ate them there, that they didn't live together, or they weren't in the room long enough to have beer. Kids, so we know they didn't have beer. That's what our Mishnah says. So what does the Mishnah say? When the second husband marries her, the ksuba is only $100. So my Rama Rabbi says, Zoy Samaris, from our Mishnah is the proof to have konsa becheskas psula. Like here, the second husband, Avimina, is, he believes what he heard. We heard over that she did not live with the first husband, so the chura, she's still a psula. So when the second husband married her, he thought she's a pure psula. The name says bula, and it comes out now when the husband lives with her, that she's really a bula. So our Mishnah says, ksubasa mana. So you have a raya, the chura, it's not called the nekach toys. You still have to give your wife a ksuba of $100. So again, on the Mishnah now, Ravashi says no. Really, I'll tell you, all over is less laklau. In a regular place that you stand thought your wife was a psula, and you had all the right to think that way. She didn't tell you not that way. And it comes out later, you find out, Pesach Psuach, that she's a real bula. So I'll tell you, Taka, she gets nothing, could be. Less laklau, she gets no ksuba. You have a right to say it's an ekach tois. For Shani Yoch, our Mishnah though is different though. Sharei Nichta Solachupa. Our Mishnah says that she had chuppah with the first husband. So since she had chuppah with the first husband, either the Svarid, you're supposed to think that most probably she did have bia, and the Edom don't know what they're talking about, or else that Yishalmi says that she lost her chayin, so you should have known what you're getting a lady without chayin, it's not called a mekach tois. But usually, when you have a right to think that she's a regular psula, if she fooled you, it could be it's a mekach tois, she gets zero. Now again on our Mishnah Gemara Tikasha, again the Vulecha Shematachta Zinsa, but our Koporan Li Sura, he should be cautious that maybe the Edom are right, she didn't live with the first husband. Since so, how come she's a Pesach Pesuach? Maybe she lived with somebody else after you made Kedushin, in between the period of Kedushin and the Suin. So again, the Gemara says this case has to be, Amarav Shabia, who's going Shekidish Oboliyat, and Echnami. Our Mishnah is talking about that the second husband made Kedushin and Nisuin one after another. So for sure she didn't live with a man in between. The most could be she lived with a man before this. So what? She's still mutter to you. It's a Mekach Tois. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's not called a Mekach Tois. Because since you knew that your wife had Nisuin with a man already, either you're supposed to know that most probably she did live with him, or else since she had Chuppah, that alone takes away her chayin. She's not a pure wife anymore. So it's not called the Mekach Tois. You should have known that what you're getting. So Kitzur, there's two svaras. One says it on the Braisa, and one says it on our Mishnah. So we're going to say like this. Man the Master in Law Braisa, one that says it on the Braisa, Kol Shechina Maslisin. For sure, it goes in our Mishnah. Rasha Dechivon the Braisa, Afagal the Yomru Edom Lanistro. Like in the Braisa, it's more clearly that the Edom said they saw clearly there was no stira, they had no yichud, they had no bia. So madach in the Braisa, the husband should have thought she's a bula. Avad in the Mishnah, where there are no Edom there. So man the master la Braisa, kol shechina maslisin. But a man the master la maslisin, whoever learned this loch only in our Mishnah, have la Braisa loy. But on the Braisa, no. On the Braisa Taka, there it's called the Mekach Tois in the Braisa. Why? Mishum the Motsu Yomalo, Ano Edom Samchi. Because in the Braisa, where there are Mamish Edom there, that she did not live with the first husband, that they didn't have Yichud altogether, in that case, the husband has the right to say, I believe those Edom. So as far as I know, you should have been 100% Psula. And that's the way I married you. I thought you were Psula. And if it comes out that fine Pesach Psuach, I have a right to complain and say, a Mekach Tois, that's not what I wanted. So if you learn this whole Shaka of Tayoni in our Mishnah, then we say it's not a Mekach Tois, because there was no Edom to be Seimachon. But in the Brice, in a case like that, where there were Edom that she didn't live with the first husband, then it would be called a good Mekach Tois. Because the husband has a right to say, I believe the first Edom, I thought you were pure Bsula, and now that I see you fooled me, it's a Mekach Tois, it's not what I wanted. Right. We have before, if somebody eats by his shver's house, he goes to his father-in-law's house in Yehuda. Again, this was during the period of time between the Kedushin and the Nisuyin. He used to make Kedushin, and she would go home and live with her father, and he would stay in his house. Now in Yehuda, if there was any time that the Chosin went to visit his Kala, Shalai B'Yedim, they were left alone, they were left alone in the house, without Edim there. Like we said before, it's a svar to say that they had to be together. So the later on, b'shas chuppah, ain't a yochel lifter tainis pesulim. The husband can't complain in Yehuda, b'shas the chuppah, the night of the chuppah, to say, Pesach b'suach. Why not? B'vnei shemisiyachad imo. Because in Yehuda, the minig was, they used to have yichud together before, and there's a very good chance that they had beer together. So therefore, negayah to losing the ksuba, the husband has no right to take away his wife's ksuba. Because we say for sure you knew already that, or else, even though b'shas kedushin she was a psula, and therefore the ksuba is $200, but what happened afterwards? You yourself live with her. If you yourself live with her, she doesn't lose the ksuba, she still deserves to get $200. So in Yehuda, if the chosn tainus pesa psuach, the night of the chuppah, we don't believe him. We say Stam is lying now, and really he was the one that made the Pesach Pesuach. So we're also like this. Me, Diktoni, since the Mishnah says the Lashon of Ha'oichel, Mashmi, in certain cases, if it happens that you went to eat by a Kala's house, Mechlal, Mashmi, there are cases, the Ikaducht of Yehuda Nami, the Lo Yochel. There are cases in Yehuda that people don't eat by the Kala's house. They do not have Yichu together. So Rabbi Abai says that is true. That Shmamina we see from our Mishnah be Yehuda Nami. Even in the land of Yehuda, Mekaymus Yesh, there are different places in Yehuda. Like, not in every place in Yehuda do we say they had Yichud and Bia together, that the husband can't complain to Pesach Pesuach. No, there are some places in Yehuda that the minig was, they didn't let the Chos and the Kala live together. So if that was the minig in Yehuda, even in Yehuda, the Chos and B'shas Tachupah could tie in the Pesach Pesuach. In other words, don't make a mistake in our Mishnah, the whole Yehuda had this halacha. No, in Yehuda itself, here Yehuda, there were different places there. Some places they had the minig, some places they didn't have the minig. Kiritanya, like we learned like this, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, the Yehuda in the place of Yehuda, but Rishonia will bring proof to a different minhagim there. For Rishonia at the beginning the minig used to be, Hoye miyachadin, yasachosum, yasakala, shoachas, like an hour before they made the chuppah, they would let the chos and the kala be together. Why? Kadesh yaliba gaspa. They want them to love one another very strong. We spoke out, the Shita speaks out here, because there used to be the gzeira in Yehuda, that the goyish king has to live with every kala right before the chuppah. So he wanted to make sure that the kala won't do it willingly with the king. She'll still love her husband more. So we want them to love a lot, therefore we let them have a bia together before the chuppah. Because then that the kala would love her own husband, and when the king lives with her, she'll do it only b'yoinis, not b'rotzen. That was the minig in Yehuda. Over Golo Yoyosin came. In Golo Vaisos, there was no gzera from the king that way, so there was no purpose to let them live together before the chuppah, so they never let the chos and the kala live together before the chuppah. That was one thing. Now, b'Yehuda, in Yehuda, there used to be a minig that the night of the chuppah, they used to have two people there, shnei shoshvinim, like the best man and the best lady. Echad loy v'echad lo. There used to be one man to check out what he's doing, and one man to check out what she's doing. To work and prove to see what the chos nekala is doing. V'shas knitzos nechuppah. When they went to the chuppah, which means when they had the first bia. In other words, it was a minig, vice versa, that's the stira. Here you see in Yehuda, the night of the chuppah, they used to have the best man there, like we see in Rashi, to come and check out the sheet. That right after they had bia, the best man, the shushrum, would come in and check the sheet to make sure there was dam or not dam. So you see, even in Yehuda, there is a tainus dam. Mashman, this time, in this place in Yehuda, they didn't let the chos and kala live together before. So therefore, the night of the chuppah, this is the first time they're living together. And therefore, even in Yehuda, we had to check it out very carefully to make sure that there was blood there. That in order the chosin shouldn't come to lie and say, Pesach Pesuach, I didn't find dam, but really there was dam. So you see, even in Yehuda, there were places that they didn't live together before. The first bia was done the night of the chuppah, and therefore they had these shoshvinim there, these two people there, to check them out to make sure everything they're doing is okay. Over Golu, in Golu, Lehoyaisen came. In Golu, they didn't do this. So the boss speaks out, why didn't they do this? They say, because in Golo, people didn't lie so much there. So in Golo, we weren't afraid that the chosin would lie. But in the Chanamah, they used to have a lady there just to check out for the kala. Like, we're afraid that maybe the kala would hide the shmata right away, so therefore somebody was there right away to look at it, to see the sheet, it was really dominant. But for the man, they didn't have to check him out. Faita, another place was, the Yehuda, another place knew there was, Rishonoi, Shashvinin, Yishonim, Beis, Babayi, Shechosim, Mekal, Yishonim. There's also a riot in Yehuda, certain places they did not live together before. And therefore the night of the chuppah was the first time to live together, and we needed the people to check out carefully to make sure there was dam besulim. So here they hold the minig was the two sheshvinim even used to sleep in the same house the chos nakal used to sleep. Not in the same room, not b'shas tashmish, but later used to come in to check, and they stood there that night also. Over golul and golul hoyos and kain. So kitzad is the raya that in Yehud itself there are different places. Because Avad is like the place in our Mishnah that they used to be noig to have let them live together before the chuppah. There was no purpose then the night of the chuppah to let them have the shishrinim there. There's nothing to check out. Like we know for sure they lived together before, so there's no dam to be found that night. So Avad, according to the place in our Mishnah, you wouldn't have to have the shnei shishrinim. But after the Gemara says there was a place they had, the shnei shishrinim, the two people to come to help check out, that's because in this place in Yehuda, the minig was they did not let the chosn and kalo live together before the chuppah. Therefore, the night of the chuppah was the first time. Therefore, there should be dam there. We want to make sure they don't lie and steal and lose the sheet. So you have to have two shishrinim there to check out to make sure everything is done good. Right, and now it says, V'chol shloi noy keminig azeh, anybody that did not act like this, ain't a yochol litton tainis pesulim. Then the husband cannot come and complain the next day to Bezdin, she was a pesa pesuach, I have tainis pesulim. He can't tie to that. So the Gemara hai, on which minig are we talking about, that if you don't do that way, you can't complain. Ilay maresh, if you want to say in the first minig, that the first minig in Yehuda was, that they used to let the chos and the kala live together b'chlal, for the Gemara, kol shenogu mi borlei. What are you telling me if they don't do like that? Should have been the opposite way. Whoever does like that, that lets the chos and the kala live together before the chuppah, so then the chos can't tie the tainus psulim to marry the chuppah, because they already lived together already before. So what are you telling me? If they don't do this minig, then there's no tainus psulim. If it's going on the first minig of our Mishnah, that they used to live together before, it should have said, whoever does this, can't tie a besulim. What do you mean if they don't do that way? Ela Seifer, goes on the Seifer. Where they did not let them live together before, Hamel the minig was to have two shishrinim there, let to have the two men come and check out. So it says, what, if you did not do like that, then you don't have a tainus besulim. For the Gemara, kol shaloi mushmash mi borlei. Mushmash means if the man did not let himself be checked out, it should have said. Not if they didn't do that way. Because totally if the man let himself be checked out or not. If the man did not let himself be checked out, then he can't tie his pesulim. That's the lashon it should have said. So Gemara says, Amr Abaye Abaye says, L'yerla Maresha. Really, it should be going on the Resha of the Mishnah. Enechnami, change around the Girsa. V'tani, learn like this. Kol Shenogu, whoever was knowing that minig, that they let the chos and kala live together before the chuppah, and echnami, then the night of the chuppah, there's no tainus pesulim. You can't complain, because we know you lived already together before. That's why there was no dam now. You can't complain, your wife lived with another man. We know it was you. Just yesterday you lived with your wife. So therefore, if you know you like the minig of the Mishnah, therefore you can't complain, like our Mishnah says, you can't complain, tainus pesulim. So this the Gemara says, Omele Rabbi doesn't like this. How can you change the girsa? It says clearly in the Braisa, if you did not do that way, not if you did that way. Say hello, my Rabbi. If Rabbi says like this, this is what the Braisa means to say. Kol shaloi noag minig golo begolo. If somebody did not do the minig the way you're supposed to do in golo, the way golo does. Elo, what did he do? He did minig Yehuda begolo. In Golol, he lived with his kala before the chuppah. Now, if a person did not noyig minig Golol, but rather he did the minig of Yehud in Golol, then it's good. And Yehulip tainis pesulim. This chosin can't tainis pesulim, because since he lived with his wife already before, so the night of the chuppah, the second time, havadi, not going to find dam pesulim. He can't tain the dam pesulim. Ravashi says, I'll tell you, Amal Yerla Maseifa. Really, could be going on the Seifa. In a case where there used to be shnei shvinim, they used to have the people to come and check out. For Tony, learn enechnami, kol shaloi mushmash. Whoever with the chosin did not let himself be checked out, if he did not let them check him out, then taka the locher is, he can't tainus pesulim. We're afraid he's lying, maybe there was dam there. If he didn't let it be checked out, then he can't tainus pesulim. So only when he let them check it out, and still they checked the sheet and they found there was no dam on it, then the husband has the right to complain that she wasn't a psula. She wasn't a psula. There was no dam besulin. Must probably live with another man before. And therefore, he doesn't want to give her ksuba. And you have a right to say, we learned before, that if you married a becheska, she's a psula. And it comes out that she's a bula, you don't have to give her ksuba at all. It's called a megach tois. Mishnah Vayta. Achas almonas Yisrael. Whether it's an almonas that the lady is a bas Yisrael. The achas almonas kanan. Or whether she is a bas kain or she was married, her first husband was a kain. She became an almona. The law risks the bas almona. When she gets married a second time now, an almona only gets $100. Now, Bezdin Shokanam or Yagoivim Lipsula. So Bezdin Shokanam made a new takana. The kanam like made a new takana for themselves. That any time a kohen married a psula, arba meyazuz, they made up a new type of a ksuba. Not the regular 200, but they made up that a kohen has to give his wife $400. V'lanichu b'yodav chachomim, the chom did not stop this. The chom were not moich, it's a good thing to do. In other words, even though there's a loch, a person of Adah could write a tasteless ksuba. As much money as you want to add onto the ksuba, you could add onto it. But here the shailer is, how much is the yikra ksuba? Normally the Ikra Ksuba has to be $200. Here they used to write for the Ikra Ksuba $400. Or even if they didn't write a Ksuba, they used to say you have to pay $400. So Chum agreed it's a good takana to have. It's not like going against the Torah, it's something good to do. And that was the minig, to kind of how to give $400. It's much like this. Torah wrote a price like this. The Amonas Kahanim. The Amona of a Kohen, if she was once married to a Kohen, and now she gets married a second time, Ksubos from Asayim. The Amon of a Ksuba of the Amon of a Kohen also has a special halacha. Just like our Mishnah says, a Psula gets 400, here the Brisa says the Amon gets 200. For the Gemara, our Mishnah says not like that. For the Anan Tanan, our Mishnah learns, Achas Amonas Yisrael, for the Achas Amonas Kohanim, it says clearly, even though she's an Amona from a Kohen, her first husband was a Kohen, Ksubas Amona, she only gets $100. So what's the Stira here, the Brisa says she gets 200. Gemara says no. Omer Ravashi shtei takonas oyu. There were two different takonas, two different periods of time here. Mikora at the beginning was like this. Tkinu lebsula arba meyazuz. First the kohanim were mistaken for themselves. When a kohen marries a psula, he has to give $400. Uli almona mona, like it says in our Mishnah, they left the almona alone like normally only $100. But now what happened? Kivon dechazu demazalzlevu.